the words of my mouth
and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. I had a meeting in Edinburgh last Monday, and we just thought that we could all travel together to Edinburgh. The train was a reasonable excuse for doing that. The train services were highly limited. I needed to go to Bells Hill to pick a train into Edinburgh. So we thought we could just drive. And we drove, and we stopped over to see a family. The family was here sometime in December. The wife was pregnant, and she was delivered of a baby girl in March. So we all went in there first to park the car, and then we had our shot, you know, carrying the baby. Joshua wanted to carry the baby. Baby. He wanted to carry the baby. All of them wanted to have a shot. So Elspeth carried the baby. And after a while, Elspeth said, "The baby is really tired." And we suppose it was a way of saying, "I'm tired." But she said, "The baby is really tired." So we said, "Okay, we can now have the baby back." But that was really a way of saying, "I'm tired." And actually, she was tired. But she didn't want to admit that. In the lesson that Sandra read to us, the disciples listened to a parable from Jesus. And that was reasonably the first time he was speaking in parable. They were as much confused as the people who listened. And so they said to Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables? Why do you speak to these people in parables?" And so Jesus went on to explain what a parable, and I don't want to go over that passage again because it is explicit. It is, you know, Christ took time to explain what all of that was about. Jesus told them what it meant to have the seed fall on the wayside, and then the seed that fell on the good soil. Although we call this parable the parable of the sower, but the emphasis very much is on the soil. And the soil here has to do with the heart, the human heart, the extent to which we receive God's word. And not only receiving, absorbing God's word, but it also has to do with how we translate what we hear into action. And from the beginning of the service, you could see that there is this high call to action, translating our faith into action. For many years, many of us have been involved with Christian Aid. We've been involved in doing different things in the name of God. And last year, Kaluk raised a reasonable amount of money, which I had mentioned in one of the sermons. Of course, it has all added up. And this year, again, we have a challenge before us to translate the word we hear into action. To go out there to collect, to come here to serve, to donate to the service of God. We have an opportunity here to do this. In this parable, the parable that we've read is very much very practical. And parable is heavenly story with, you know, earthly story with heavenly meaning. Christ uses what we see to lead us into spiritual growth. And that is really what we find in this parable. Jesus explains that our hearts are like soils, and his word is like a seed. And so the parable invites us to open our hearts to Jesus, to trust him to care for us, and accept his word as truth. The parable teaches us to hold fast to the promises of God, even when things are tough. There is a popular slogan that we grew up with: times are tough, but the tougher keeps going. So he invites us to trust God, to believe God, even when we face difficult challenges In fact, it is at that moment that we are tested for all the words we've been hearing and reading and singing. Apostle James reminds us to be doers of the word, not just hearers. Not just people who hear, but people who do. Not just people who talk, but people who act. Not talkers, but actors. We must not only listen to God's word, not just read the Bibles, not just talk about the teaching of our church, the congregation we believe we belong to. We must put our faith into practice, just like the Lord Jesus Christ practiced what he preached. We must live out our faith. Just like our Father in heaven extends his love to us in actions, not just in words, we too must look for opportunities to put our faith to work. A few years ago, we attended a KSA conference, and the theme was faith that works. We must put our faith to work, translate it into building of families, building of relationships, building of community, building of our world. And that's the challenge before us. That's the parable before us. Amen.